This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2148, Love is Not Enough, part 2, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Hello, everybody. I am Greg Audino, and again, this is ORD, the podcast on which I'm here with you each day to narrate and comment on different articles about relationship building. Now, today we'll be finishing off a longer post that we began yesterday, so be sure to check out that episode first if you haven't yet. But if you're all caught up, then let's jump right into part 2 as we optimize your life. Love is Not Enough, part 2, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Number 3. Love is not always worth sacrificing yourself for. One of the defining characteristics of loving someone is that you are able to think outside of yourself and your own needs to help care for another person and their needs as well. But the question that doesn't get asked often enough is exactly what are you sacrificing, and is it worth it? In loving relationships, it's normal for both people to occasionally sacrifice their own desires, their own needs, and their own time for one another. I would argue that this is normal and healthy, and a big part of what makes a relationship so great. But when it comes to sacrificing one's self-respect, one's dignity, one's physical body, one's ambitions and life purpose, just to be with someone, then that same love becomes problematic. A loving relationship is supposed to supplement our individual identity, not damage it or replace it. If we find ourselves in situations where we are tolerating disrespectful or abusive behavior, then that's essentially what we're doing. We are allowing our love to consume us and negate us. And if we're not careful, it will leave us a shell of the person we once were. In fact, this is the paradoxical conclusion I come to in my Healthy Relationships course in the Mark Manson Premium subscription, that sometimes the best outcome for a relationship is for it to end. Some things are not worth sacrificing for. Some things just cannot be fixed. The friendship test. One of the oldest pieces of relationship advice in the book is, you and your partner should be best friends. Most people look at that piece of advice in the positive. I should spend time with my partner like I do with my best friend. I should communicate openly with my partner like I do with my best friend. I should have fun with my partner like I do with my best friend. But people should also look at it in the negative. Would you tolerate your partner's negative behaviors and your best friend? Amazingly, when we ask ourselves this question honestly, in most unhealthy and codependent relationships, the answer is no. I know a young woman who just got married. She was madly in love with her husband, and despite the fact that he had been, quote-unquote, between jobs for more than a year, showed no interest in planning the wedding, often ditched her to take surfing trips with his friends, and her friends and family raised not-so-subtle concerns about him, she happily married him anyway. But once the emotional high of the wedding wore off, reality set in. A year into their marriage, he's still between jobs. He trashes the house while she's at work, gets angry if she doesn't cook dinner for him, and at any time she complains, he tells her that she's spoiled and arrogant. Oh, and he still ditches her to take surfing trips with his friends. And she got into this situation because she ignored all three of the harsh truths we've talked about today. She idealized love. Despite being slapped in the face by all of the red flags he raised while dating him, she believed that their love signaled relationship compatibility. It didn't. When her friends and family raised concerns leading up to the wedding, she believed that their love would solve their problems eventually. It didn't. And now that everything had fallen into a steaming pile of you-know-what, she approached her friends for advice on how she could sacrifice herself even more to make it work. And the truth is, it won't. Why do we tolerate behavior in our romantic relationships that we would never, ever tolerate in our friendships? Imagine if your best friend moved in with you, trashed your place, refused to get a job or pay rent, demanded you cook dinner for them, and got angry and yelled at you anytime you complained. That friendship would be over faster than Paris Hilton's acting career. Or another situation. A man's girlfriend, who was so jealous that she demanded passwords to all of his accounts and insisted on accompanying him on his business trips to make sure he wasn't tempted by other women. This woman was like the NSA, His life was practically under 24/7 surveillance, and you could see it wearing on his self-esteem. His self-worth dropped to nothing. She didn't trust him to do anything, so he quit trusting himself to do anything. Yet he stays with her. Why? Because he's in love. Remember this. The only way you can fully enjoy the love in your life is to choose to make something else more important in your life than love. You can fall in love with a wide variety of people throughout the course of your life. You can fall in love with people who are good for you and people who are bad for you. You can fall in love in healthy ways and unhealthy ways. You can fall in love when you're young and when you're old. Love is not unique. Love is not special. Love is not scarce. But your self-respect is. So is your dignity. So is your ability to trust. There can potentially be many loves throughout your life. But once you lose your self-respect, your dignity, or your ability to trust, they are very hard to get back. Love is a wonderful experience. It's one of the greatest experiences life has to offer, and it's something everyone should aspire to feel and enjoy. But like any other experience, it can be healthy or unhealthy. Like any other experience, it cannot be allowed to define us, our identities, or our life purpose. We cannot let it consume us. We cannot sacrifice our identities and self-worth to it. Because the moment we do that, we lose love and we lose ourselves. Because you need more in life than love. Love is great. Love is necessary. Love is beautiful. But love is not enough. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Love is Not Enough, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. And be sure to stick around for my commentary in just a sec. And thank you so much to Mark for a great finish and a great post overall. This idea of the friendship test was really interesting to me. It's a great form of measurement, but we also have to be careful with it if we find ourselves answering that yes, we would tolerate that negative behavior from our best friends because we love our best friends and feel proud to stick by them, as we might with our partners. You might love the loyalty that you bring to your relationships and put that first and foremost, potentially putting you in a position in which you would tolerate too much simply because you already made a commitment. This in itself is a separate issue that might come up depending on your response to the friendship test. And in this case, we might need to look at not just whether or not we're relying too much on the concept of love, which is what this article is really about, but also our abilities to set boundaries and cope with conflict or potentially the loss of people who we want to be close with. These could be foundational issues at a personal level that cause us to remain in unhealthy relationships for too long. So, lots to think about today, but thanks again to Mark for giving us all this guidance and knowledge. Consider it, put the lessons from this article to use, and I'll hope to see you again tomorrow for the beginning of our parenting leg of the week. That's where your optimal life awaits.